God's people said, amen. First, let me just say it's an honor to come and share a word from the Lord on your 23rd church anniversary. Pastor Jack and Jana has been a blessing to my family over the years. And again, before I get into the message, Pastor Jack wanted me to share a little bit about prayer, faith, and he shared most of the stuff already. we were looking forward, when we came to Oklahoma, we were looking for a home church, and as he said, my wife drove into the parking lot and felt the Holy Spirit said, this is the place. And Pastor Jack said when we came in, he was singing country, but let me show you. My wife said, this is the place, and we sat on the back row, and he might have had a cowboy hat, and he was moving his leg like this, like he was Elvis Presley. And he was singing, well, I feel like I'm walking in tall cotton, standing on top of the world. Well, he picked me. And when he said pick me and he's talking about cotton, I started thinking about my ancestors. And I'm saying, I looked at my wife and I said, I know the Lord ain't called me to come to this church. And he's having the time of my life. And I was going like, Lord have mercy. And I said, honey, we got to get out of here. I was trying to. And as he said, make a long story short, they love me here. And for over 20 years, we have been friends in ministry. Isn't that wonderful? Let's get a Lord a clap offering for that. We fell in love with prayer, faith, Pastor Jack's solid biblical teaching, his gift of leadership, and his heart for serving people. And I thank you for pouring into my life. I thank God for your visionary leadership, your faith and trust in God. He was talking about Pastor Jack gave us his vision in phases. We came along in phase two. As I said, when we came here to phase three, one of the things I do remember was that even the children knew we had destiny. Even the children, I think it was the old phase two, and Bobby, got up and said, I can't wait to get to phase three. So even the children knew that we had a place to go. And I want to thank God for you again for your ministry. I want to get right into the message. I don't really have a traditional church anniversary message, but I believe this is what God has called me to do. Now, I got to get acclimated to of the pulpit. I'm used to a man's pulpit, and this is kind of girly. So y'all pray. Oh, I hope I don't break nothing up in here, Jesus. Amen. I said, well, you need to get wheels on it. You can just kind of drive this thing around all over the place. But the title of the message is, There is a Covering. Find three people and say, there is a covering. There is a covering, and we're celebrating 23 years of the covering that is over this church. And so if you have your Bibles, walk with me through several scriptures today, and we'll begin at 1 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 1. And when you have it, say, I got it. Amen. Now, some of y'all are saying, I got it, and you're still turning the pages. But 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 1. And I just want to praise you, lift my hands and say, I love you, and you are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name on high. Can you sing it with me? And I just want to praise you. Lift my hands. Lift my hands and say, I love you. You are everything. thing to me, and I exalt your holy name, and I exalt your holy name, and I exalt your holy name on. Now, King David was old, advanced in years. I said, this text, is they talking about Pastor Jack? Now, Jack was old and advanced in years. No. Now, King David was old, advanced in years, and they put covers on him. There is a covering. And they put covers on him, but he could not get warm. Therefore, his servant said to him, let a young woman, a virgin, be sought for our Lord the King. And let her stand before the king, and let her care for him. And let her lie in your bosom, that our Lord the king may be warm. So they sought for a lovely young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the young woman was very lovely, and she cared. She cared for the king and served him, but the king did not know her. So in the text, this beautiful woman cares for the king. She cares because the king can't get warm. And says that the king didn't know her, but the lovely woman slept with the king, but was not intimate with him. There was no sexual relationship there, but the key about covering, I want you to write it down, covering is about caring. The church covers you because the church cares for you. So covering has to do with, if you look in verse 4, it says that she cared and she served. She cared and she served. And so covering has to do with caring and has to do with serving. And also has to do with respect. You'll even go back to the beginning of Genesis. We won't go there, but in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, you remember that Adam and Eve, that when they sinned before God, that the Bible says they try to cover themselves. And that's what we try to do. When we sin, we want to cover ourselves. We want to do it ourselves. We want to cover ourselves. But if you go to later on in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says that the Lord cared, and what he did was, he sacrificed an animal to cover them. He cut the skin and covered them with skin. Why? Because even though after the judgment, he still covered them. Turn to somebody and say, there is a cover. There is a covering. I could tell when I'm starting to bubble, I'm like a teapot. And when I really start going, I go, I'm about to explode any minute there. Can we go deeper? Genesis chapter 9, let me show it to you. Genesis chapter 9. And we look at verse 18. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. When you have it, say, I got it. If you don't have it, say, wait. Some of you want to say wait, but you don't want nobody to know you want. You got to wait. Are you there? Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. So our focus is about covering. Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, Japheth, and Ham was the father of Canaan. And the three were the sons of Noah. And from these the whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became, there's a key word, uncovered. Uncovered. There's a covering, but he became uncovered. Uncovered in his tent. Remember that, the tent. Uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment. Somebody say a garment. They took something to cover. And they took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backwards. In other words, I don't want to see my father's nakedness. I don't even want to look. The other brother looked. He went out. Look at Dad. Dad is in there drunk. Look at him. He's a mess. Are you with me? And look at it. And they went backwards and covered. Somebody say covered. Covered the nakedness of the father. Their faces was turned away. And they did not see. They didn't even see it. The father's nakedness. Covering has to do with caring. But it also has to do with respect. They wanted to respect their father's authority. I wish I had time, but it reminds me of the centurion, Matthew chapter 8. He was a leader under authority, having soldiers over him, under him, but he knew he had authority over him. And you have to learn how to respect authority. My God. Boy, I wish I had time to get into that. That's a whole other teaching about the centurion. I'll take a little rabbit trail. It's about sacrifice. It's about obedience. It's about spiritual authority. The centurion knew about spiritual authority. He knew about authority. And when he saw Jesus, he recognized spiritual authority. And we don't know really about sacrifice. What you did today was a sacrificial offering. That's what we call it. But real sacrifice has to do about laying your life down for a person or purpose or an idea. That's what a soldier does. That's sacrifice. Lord have mercy. Y'all got quiet on me. Where's my organist? Da-na-na-na. Hey! Lord, oh yeah! Woo! I feel like preaching the name. So he knew about sacrifice, he knew about obedience, because when you're an officer, he says, when I tell you to go, you go. When I tell you, when they train you because it has to do with your life. Right? He knew about spiritual authority. So I had to take that little rabbit trail. Is that okay? Let me give you Psalm 32:1. It says, God's covering is about his forgiveness of sin. I'm not going to turn there for the sake of time. Psalm 32:1 has to deal with God's covering of sin. You can write it down. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4. God covers us with divine protection. His wings is like the feathers of an eagle. It's God's covering. It's God's divine protection. What is the covering? It's God's divine protection. Write it down. It's God's divine protection. It protects. He shall cover you with his wings, with his feathers of his wings. Isn't there? So, what's this covering about? Listen to this. Coming to church is one thing. Being covered in a church is another thing. Okay, can I say it again? Coming to church is one thing, but being covered by the church is another thing. My God. Anybody can come to church, but will you be covered by the church? Lord, I feel it now. Lord, I feel this thing. When you join a church, you become under the covering that I'm going to be discipled. I'm going to be under a spiritual authority in the church. It's more than just settling down, saying, yes, it's a place to grow and mature in Christ. But it's God's wings over the church. The church is your covering. It's your divine protection. It's like angel wings have been surrounding to cover us. A lot of folk talk about the church. But my Bible says that Christ is head of the church. And he's the Savior of the body. That Christ loves the church. And he gave himself for the church. You can don't let people talk. They talk about the church, but Jesus died for the church. With all our shortcomings, with all our failures, Jesus said, this is my body. My God. When you submit to Christ in his church, he covers you. My God. My God, I feel that thing. Lord, have mercy. You got to say something. Lord, help me out. Help me out. Say, see there? Do something, baby. Got to help me. He covers you, protects and cares for you. Can we go deeper? 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4. Let's go deeper. I'm not going to preach long. I just want to set the stage and do my assignment. Amen. Because you're supposed to be eating, right? You're eating right after this. So I got to stop. I can't preach for long. 1 Peter, begin at chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 7. I want to try to preach short because I have an assignment that I got to do. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 7. Do you have it? Look what it says. He said, "But at the end of all things is at hand." Underline this. "Therefore be serious." The kingdom of God is serious business. I call it kingdom business. It's serious. It says, "Therefore be serious and watchful." I underline it in my Bible. Serious and watchful. It says, "Be serious and watchful in your prayers." And here it is. Verse 8. "And above all things, have fervent love for one another." Here it is. "For love will cover." Is that in your Bible? There's a covering. It says right there. It says, "And love will cover a multitude of sin." Look, I usually stop there, but look at this. "Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." Do you see that? It's in your Bible. It's in there. It's in there. And then it says, you can't stop there, but look at verse 10. "As each one has received a gift." My God. Turn to somebody and say, "That's you." A gift. Each one of you have a gift. And what does it say about the gift? "As each one has received a gift, minister it." Lord have mercy. Woo, boy, I feel like running through the church. Woo! But I'd be too tired if I couldn't do the answer. And it says, look, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another." Minister your gift to one another. Under the covering, minister your gift. I don't know what your gift is, but God says everybody has a gift. Everybody has an assignment. I don't know. It could be just sweet potato pie. I don't know what your gift is, but I'll be looking for it this afternoon. Turn to somebody and say, "You got a gift. You got a gift. And under the covering, minister it." See, you used your gift. And you gave a gift today to Pastor. Minister your gift to one another. Look at this. As good stewards. You see it there? As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Can I go? Let me just go a little further. Can I go a little further? Since we're already here. My goodness, I got time. Chapter 5. In chapter 4, chapter 5. I'll go ahead for the sake of time. I'll begin at verse 1. "The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder, and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also being partakers of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." 23 years. "Likewise, you younger people." "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders." You see that? Spiritual authority. "Yes, all of you be submissive. Be submissive to one another. And be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Oh, here we go. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Here it is, verse 7. "Casting all your care upon him." Because covering has to do with caring. Because he cares for you. you're here today. Maybe you just come to church. You never really said, hey, you never came up here and said, listen, I need to take another step. I'm just coming to church. I'm really not even using my gifts. And the truth of the matter, I need to be covered. Are you here today? If you're honest and transparent, you need to be covered. Because your nakedness is exposed. My God. And God wants to cover you in his church. And use your shortcomings, your failures, and say, this is your gift. And God says, use your gift under this covering. Man, are you here today? I just can't come to church. I got to get under the covering. My God. Are you here today? God brought you here for a purpose. And today he's telling you, you need to be covered. Here's a church that's been here 23 years. Let me tell you, churches start every day. People are failing every day. Come on now. And you have a pastor, and we call it a first lady, who's been here for 23 years. Then all they're trying to do is love the people that God brings under the covering. He's not trying to be like nobody else. He's just being the way pastor, the way God put it in his heart. He said, just cover the people that come in. Cover them and love them. My God. Whew, boy, I feel this thing. Jesus, I feel it. I need to be covered. Here it is. I need to be covered not to hide my sin, but to be forgiven from my sin. Can I say it again? I need to be covered not to hide my sin, but to be forgiven from my sin. Are you here today? Boy, I wish I had time. Adam and Eve tried to hide their sin. Whew. But I really need to be forgiven from my sin. Not my will, but your will be done. I submit to Jesus and his authority in his church. I was telling Jack, he was asking me some questions, and I was saying that as a pastor, how the blessing that we have in this covering to see little children come and we lift them up and we dedicate them to Christ. I tell my people, I want to grow old in my church. I want to watch the kids that I dedicate to Christ. I want to see them one day walk on their own and say, listen, I want to give my life to Christ. And then I want to see them. I want to have the privilege of marrying them. My God. It's the covering. To watch them grow up in the things of God. But the problem is, what we do is, we get under the cover, and then we get out of from the covering. We under the cover, and then we uncover. And we go for one church, and get under that covering, and some of you got so many membership certificates, it's ridiculous. You got to learn how to stay under the covering. Because you think when you get to the next place, it's going to be greener at the next church. And the problem is, it's not the church. It's me. I'm uncovered. Anybody getting this? And so I came here and I said, listen, this can't be the covering. It's all white people here. This can't be the place. And God said, yes, it is the place. Sometimes what God tells you to do doesn't make sense to you. But God was preparing me for my journey in life. It was called cross-cultural ministry. Prayer, faith, world outreach. So now I'm an extension of prayer, faith. And now I can't go everywhere. That's why I love my Pastor Jack, because there's a specific thing that God tells him to do. And he's telling you, you don't have to go everywhere, but there's a place called Guatemala. And over the process of time, you grow old together. And you build a community together.
That's it.
One house at a time. You'll build a community together. Not all over the place, but one specific place. Yes, you do something, you drill some wells, but God says, this is the heart of what I'm calling prayer faith to do. Anybody still with me? One house at a time. We talked about starting businesses over there. I haven't forgot. Little businesses that can be started over there. That's the helping hand. So what? That's the give them the fish, but to teach them the fish. You have destiny and you have purpose. If you believe it, just give the Lord a wave and say, I believe it. I believe it. All right, I got to stop. Write it down. Stop from coming under the covering. Here's another one. Stop the mess under the covering. You know, some people get under the covers, and then all they do is make mess under the covering. Don't look at nobody. But you're probably here. Every church has it. Hello, somebody. And all they can see is the mess. Here, write this down. God always sends you to messes. That's why he sends you. Not to talk about the mess, but to help clean it up. My God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'd be my own organism. All right. Just stay under the cover. Here it is. Stop worrying who's coming and who's going. Who's showing up, who's not showing up. Just stay under the cover. And when they come, give them the gift. Minister the gift to them. My God. Here it is. God's gift is called God's mantle. Here's the covering. What the covering, this is what the covering is. The covering is God's anointing. Write it down. It's God's anointing. It's God's grace. It's God's power. It's God's peace. It's God's glory. That's God's covering. Elijah and Elisha, he threw the covering. He threw the mantle on him. It's God's anointing. It's God's grace. It's God's power. I don't got time to teach this. It's God's peace. It's God's glory that covers you. I'm coming to be covered today. For there is a covering. I want to begin with the leadership. As we celebrate 23 years of church ministry, God wants you to know that he has you covered. That God has you covered. It's God's mantle over you. And Lord placed this prophetic word for you today. It's found in Isaiah 54:2. What did I do with my Bible? There it is. Isaiah 54 is a prophetic word for you. It's for Pastor Jack. It begins at the head and it runs down to the body. The key verse is verse 2 and 3. Man, I really want to go to verse 1, but I just can't get into that. But I'm just going to give you the prophetic word, because there's a lot in there when it says single barren. You have not birth and vision and all that. But verse 2 is it says, enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, enlarge the place of your covering. The tent is a covering. It's shelter. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right. Here's the prophetic word to you for prayer of faith on your 23rd anniversary. You shall expand. And sometimes we think this, we look at all this stuff here. It's house number 4. It's house number 5. It's the next thing of the vision. You shall expand. Sometimes we think of all this grandiose stuff, but you shall expand to the left. The covering is going to expand. It's not by accident that we're here. God already had this set up.
Yes, he did.
Right? Now, next week, I have an anniversary. Right? That's a big hip to do. I mean, you know, we got balloons falling down and all that stuff. But it didn't make sense for me to be gone this Sunday from my church. But God said there's a covering. And you have to know to give how to give back to the people who invested into you.
That's right.
Who imparted into you. That's and to come back and tell them the prophetic word. I'm almost done. For you shall expand to the right and to the left. Now listen, sometimes with a prophetic word, sometimes it doesn't come back. You don't see the manifestation for 5 years. Hello. We want to see it next week. And over 5 years, you look back and say, dang, We did this? Me, us? We use our gift? And you don't have to have a whole lot of people neither. You just got to be people who are going to be under the covering. My God. Can somebody say amen? Okay, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. That's my fourth time saying I'm almost done. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit nations and make the desolate cities. Now here's my assignment. I just need Pastor Jack to come. Pastor Jack, and I'll begin with Pastor Jack. And sometimes I said I preach different messages and I can't remember. But I had my wife pick up this prayer shawl. I just got it. And when I there's a whole study on this about the prayer shawl. And I said, did I do this on radio with Pastor Jack? And I said, I can't remember if I gave one or not. I don't do it everywhere I go. I only do it when the Lord tells me to do it. And I would take this, not really reading about it. I would walk around my church when nobody's around. Because I don't want people to think I'm weird. So I would just walk around and pray. And you know what I'd be doing? I'd be covering the church. And every now and then, I would put over my head like this. And I could feel this anointing. And now, my church, I got windows, and so people, cars can go by, they can look at me, and I'm going like, oh, God, I hope nobody sees me. But I would walk around, and I would walk through the pews, and I'd just begin to cover. Because most of you sit in the same place all the time. And so I know where you're sitting at. And so, Lord, please bless this man, because, you know, he gets on my last nerve. But, Lord, bless him anyway. This one, too, Lord. You know how he does. And then I just kind of go. I just got this because I just gave my last one away to a man from Telugu who's from Pakistan, India, and just finished his seventh-year church anniversary a few weeks ago. And when I got this, I didn't know. I thought it was for me because I keep giving them away when the Lord tells me to give it away. And he says, cover him. My God. Yeah. So, cover. It's God's anointing. It's God's covering. It's God's grace. It's God's peace. It's God's covering. And this is what God says. It's going to expand to the left and to the right. Are you ready for this? It fits you like a tailored suit. It was made for you. My God. You just go online. It's called a talent. I think it's called a talent. And it represents the prayer shawl. I'm doing it. I don't even have a clue what I'm doing. I just hear God. And God says, get one. And what happens is we make it into fads. So the whole church go, buy one. And then we market it. Come on, that's how we do. Come on, prayer of Jabez, all that kind of stuff. Come on, you get the key rings and everything else. God said, this is not for marketing. It's about my covering over you for 23 years. I'm not done with it. Before I can give it to you, I got another assignment. Because when you're in ministry, I knew to come back here because she's serving. But God said, you're part of the covering. Now, I got one more assignment. I wanted to do the leaders, but I had the privilege of being the first youth pastor here. And I want to see every youth. Can I see every youth? Every youth that's here, I want you to come here. Come on, don't be scared. I bite, but I don't bark. Oh, I got it backwards. I bark and I don't bite. I do. Come on. And then I give this to your pastor. Just stand right here. Come on, let's give him a big hand.
Come on.
Oh, you can do better than that. I mean, you really can do better than that. If you know what they're going through today. Now, this might be a little weird, okay? But pay me no mind. Because God's going to call you to do some kind of weird. He might call you to Guatemala. He might call you to Africa. He might call you to Ireland. I don't know where he's going to call you. But when you go, God wants you to know you're covered. My God. You're covered. It's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense to everybody. I met a girl in Pacific Coast Japanese Conference. And I prophesied over her. 2 years later, I go back and she says, Bwana Safiwe! Bwana Safiwe! I said, what is she saying? I told a Japanese girl that she would be going to Africa. 2 years later, she went to Africa and she was saying Bwana Safiwe, which means praise the Lord. God will prophesy, tell you things that don't make sense to you. You'll forget all about it. 2 years later, you'll see the thing come to pass. My God. This group can be awesome. There is so much potential here. I want you to know that God wants you to be so radical. Not tomorrow, but now. He gave you a building for a purpose. And I speak radical things over you. Radical, 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 radical things. Just radical, radical. God says, I'm covering you as a youth group. Can I do this? I was the first youth pastor. Can I do this? Can I do this? Because I'm still your youth pastor from a distance. I just want to cover you. I just want to cover you. That you know God's going to cover you through life. No matter what you face, God got you covered. Never forget the wonderful days of prayer and faith. You can't stay here all the time. But look at how you're using your gift already. Ooh, you're techie. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh. You're covered. You're covered. All through life. You're covered. You're covered. You're covered. In other words, they got a gift. And they have to use the gift now. Minister the gift to one another. Isn't this good stuff? Isn't this good stuff? Your children have to be under the covering. It's not just good enough that you're under. The kids got to get under. And Pastor Jack took us to phase 9. But we're going to phase 13, Pastor Jack. Yeah. You got it? Take these creative ideas and say, Pastor, we got a creative idea. My God. And I leave the covering with Pastor Jack. Can I mess his hair up? I love to do this. It's the only time I can get away with that. I present to you your pastor. Thank you, Pastor Jack.